Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you. Oh, no. Oh, what did I do? All right. You know, I thought I'd behave myself this weekend at the company Christmas party, and I thought it went well. You know how scary it is on Sunday morning when you decide to look, you know, on Facebook and see all the pictures that were taken of you from the night before, and that went okay. I saw the pictures. I'm like, okay, dressed. I was dressed in that one. Okay, good. Okay, excellent, good. Did I include my husband in any of the pictures? Yes, I did. Okay. So I thought, as of yesterday, I was in the clear that whatever happened at the company Christmas party, I was fine. It was okay. However, I get this letter this morning, and I don't even know if I have a job anymore. So I'll read you the letter. Oh no, man, I'm trying to remember what happened. Dear Dr. Dahlia Wax. Now this could be a form letter. It could. Okay, I mean, you know, people get form letters all the time. Let us first say it was an unexpected honor having you at our Christmas party. Okay, honor. All right. We were at first confused since you were not on our invitee list. But your convincing and aggressive behavior towards the entry staff fortunately allowed you to join the festivities. Yeah, I thought that was a mistake. I walk in there and they're like, who? And I'm like, I'm Dr. Dahlia. And they're like, so? I'm like, but I'm supposed to be in this party. This is like my, you know, and I waved everybody down. Nobody could hear me, but then they just let me in. Next. After much consideration, however, we regret to inform you that you will not be invited to future events. Uh-oh. I told you, my day has started off really bad. The reasons for such actions on our part include, but are not limited to, number one, when you came dressed as Santa, we assumed it was an outfit, as many wear this holiday season. You, however, claimed to be Santa himself, resulting in an impersonation act. When coworkers failed to heed to your demand that they sit on your lap, you became belligerent. No. I remember this. No. I was upset that it's not that I wanted them to sit on my lap. It's I wanted them to think I was Santa. What is more concerning, they write, is when the real Santa and Mrs. Claus came to the party, you became belligerent with them as well, revealing to all children in attendance that they were the imposters. This created a negative atmosphere for the partygoers. Okay, let me explain something. Can I defend myself here? All right, I'm sitting here. I'm Santa. Okay, I had the hat. I spent a lot of money on the outfit. And all of a sudden, two people walk in claiming to be Mr. and Mrs. Santa. Oh, hell no. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is my gig. So, yeah, I kicked them out and I got belligerent. Number two, you ordered a vegetarian meal for the general sales manager who you, in fact, knew he wished to dine on meat that evening. Yeah, I remember that. Corey. Yeah, Corey, cut it back. Well, apparently this was a party where it was sit down at Benihana. So when they asked meat or fish, I told them from my sales manager boss, only get him a vegetarian. He was mad. He was so mad. He was in the bathroom. He says you lose. While others were served their dinner and you had not been served yet, you insisted on trying to eat their meat rather than sitting at your assigned seat. Yeah, that was ridiculous. Okay, we were one of the last tables to be served. So everybody else is getting Benihana-ized, and everybody else is getting the food, and I'm sitting there still with my little bowl of salad. I was mad. I went over to the other tables. This is ridiculous. I'm hungry. Next. Licking is never appropriate at any work function. I don't really know where they got that one. I mean, unless somebody had whipped cream on their nose, I really don't remember that. Number five, telling other co-radio hosts that you have listened to their show and that they suck is also inappropriate for a Christmas party. Please keep in mind we listen to your show, and shall we say, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Listen. There were a couple people, all right, that I was, you know, at the party whose ratings are worse than mine. And, you know, it's very hard to get ratings worse than mine. So I just brought up to them that they must really, really suck. That's all I said. Gosh, a dirty Shirley Temple is a drink. It's a Shirley Temple with vodka in it. It means nothing else, and we suggest you don't include that in any of your speeches regarding your employers or management. I don't remember making a speech including a dirty Shirley Temple. Number seven, although we understand wardrobe malfunctions occur in rare instances, you tallied a total of 12 wardrobe malfunctions. Please check your buttons, zippers, corset clasps, and as an added protection, maybe wear pasties if you feel your clothes will not stay on. Come on! 12 times! This is ridiculous. First of all, who's looking? I think it's when I got into a fight with Santa Claus. Number eight, please take dancing lessons. Hey, I am a doctor and a radio host. I do not need to know how to dance. Thank you, doctor, for your understanding. See you next Christmas, or maybe not. Sincerely, management. Okay, you know what? This is ridiculous. Okay, if you don't want me at a Christmas party, then just do this. Okay, send me a note saying that you do not invite me to the Christmas party and I won't go. But I thought I was invited and I thought I was the life of the party. So I apologize if I told anybody else that their show stunk. I apologize for ordering a vegetarian meal for my meat-eating boss. And I apologize for dancing and having wardrobe malfunctions as I was dancing. Boy, I gotta tell you, you guys are picky. Man, all right, well, let's get to work while I still have a job. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. These guys rock. And thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Tom, for working the dials. I really do appreciate you. And please keep tuning in, guys, because you're the only thing that's really keeping me on air right now, honestly. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're going to talk about today how if you're going to be taking, let's say, Tylenol or ibuprofen for a sore throat, which is better and which is worse? Okay, a lot of us may be reaching for the wrong thing. Then, even though we know that wine could put you at risk for cancer and alcohol can lead to cancer, they're now saying that red wine may actually help fight cancer. Red, red wine. See, we were singing that too on Saturday, although I don't like wine. I don't drink wine. Okay, and then we're also going to talk about how men who smoke start to lose their male chromosomes. What does that mean? And we may be able to reverse signs of early Alzheimer's disease. So this is pretty exciting stuff. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, or comments at 1-877-DOCADALLI, 1-877-DOCDALLI. All right, overindulgence in alcohol may raise your risk of cancer, okay? We've been worried about head and neck cancer, cancer of the stomach, esophageal cancer, etc. All right, but now they're saying a University of Colorado team thinks that red wine could fend off cancer. Why? Resveratrol. Resveratrol is back in the news. This resveratrol is one lucky son of a gun getting all this publicity. It's a chemical found in red wine and grape skins, and it may be able to fix cell damage caused by other alcohol. All right? According to co-author Robert Scalafini, he says, alcohol bombards your genes. The body can repair some of the damage, but not all. And that's where resveratrol comes into play. Cells that have unrepaired DNA damage, right, are killed by resveratrol, so they can't go on and cause cancer because they're already damaged cells. You see what I mean? The mice in this experiment had cancer tumors. When Scalafini and his group pumped the chemical compounds found in red wine, the resveratrol, into the rodents' bodies, their tumors decreased in size and the growth of new ones was prevented. Now, okay, does that mean you should, if you're fighting cancer, just drink a whole bunch of wine? No, unfortunately, you can't just drink wine. The amount of resveratrol you need is from what I understand, much more concentrated than that. All right, but resveratrol now is one of the biggest compounds studied to see what other properties they have. Does it help protect your heart? Does it help you with the longevity of life? Can it help fight cancer? So this is pretty cool. And if it is a non-toxic cancer type of treatment, okay, chemotherapy can hurt a lot of your regular cells, but if this will not hurt healthy cells, and it'll only hurt damaged cells, we could use this later as a possible chemotherapeutic agent. This is some pretty damn cool news. So, you know, when you see these studies, you know, coming out saying, oh, red wine helps fight cancer, it doesn't mean we want you to just go and drink wine, okay? Just, you know, hold the phone, let them study this. I'm sure a pharmaceutical company is going to say, no, you have to actually get resveratrol pills. Now, there's resveratrol pills already out there. And there was a huge, big shopping spree that happened and a huge, big demand. And then a lot of people took them. Some people didn't like them. Some people didn't think they noticed anything. And then they got worried. Maybe, you know, this was a study as well. But you still have a lot of people say they take their resveratrol. I need to wait till the jury's out, okay, because I'm very, very cautious, as you can all see. I'm like, okay, let's see, show me some proof, okay, because I don't want you to start putting something in your body until I know. And I also don't want you guys overindulging on red wine as well. Unfortunately, we lost the quote-unquote fattest man in the world. This is being reported by Fox News. He had been given this name. He's a British man, and the media identified him as the fattest person alive. He had been 980 pounds after battling an eating disorder. Unfortunately, he has died at the age of 44 of pneumonia. Apparently, Keith Martin had undergone a gastric sleeve operation. It removed three quarters of his stomach, and he was bound to his bed about 8 months before his death. Apparently, he had, in the past, consumed 20,000 calories a day. His diet included six egg-fried breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with pizza, kebabs, takeout food, Big Macs. He consumed 3.5 liters of coffee and 2 liters of soda pop every day. They said that he had emotional issues. He had turned to food for comfort. And I think his mom had died young, unfortunately. And so there was a documentary about him in the UK. He had lost his mother at age 16 to pneumonia. He struggled with depression and anxiety, then began to start having some serious weight issues in his 20s, became even more depressed, spent most of his days playing video games and watching TV. Now, I've been asked, why pneumonia? Why would pneumonia take a person who's that overweight out before a heart attack, etc. Well, if the arteries are still open and patent and then other things a lot of times will unfortunately afflict you, especially if you don't move. You know, people who are bedridden, and if he was basically stuck in bed, all right, and, couldn't move because he couldn't walk around with almost 1,000 pounds. I thought he lost a significant amount of weight with the gastric sleeve. I had read somewhere last week about that. But you're not upright. Okay, our bodies were never designed to always be in the prone or supine position. Our bodies are designed to be upright. We work better that way. We breathe better. Our bowels move better. Our metabolism is better. So people who are bedridden or in the hospital, one of the biggest concerns we have is they will develop a pneumonia because they're not moving their lungs. Things get settled in your lungs all the time. There's bacteria. There's crap all over the place. It gets into your lungs. It shouldn't be that big a deal or that big a threat because you just breathe it right back out. One of the reasons why we say exercise, 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 and with elderly people, make sure you're out there exercising is because when you exercise, you increase your breathing rate. When you start to increase your breathing rate and breathe deeper, you're breathing out deeper, so you're not letting things settle. If bacteria don't get a chance to settle because they're blown right back out, they can't sit there and start to brew and start an infection. Well, when you're lying down, you don't have the optimal breathing capacity. You're lying down. You may also start to develop some fluid. There's going to be stasis. Stasis is something we don't like. Stasis is something that sits still. So fluid could sit there. Pools of blood can start sitting there. That's why we worry about blood clots. Right? And your lack of movement, unfortunately, could be your biggest detriment and your killer. So he probably acquired a pneumonia, wasn't able to get it out, failed treatment, and unfortunately he passed away. So, depression is, we brought up depression last week, how there's more and more of us that suffer from depression. A lot of us don't go to alcohol or drugs, so we don't get noticed. Or we don't go to the doctor. I'm not going to take any medication. So there's a lot of us walking around with depression. But what we end up doing, unfortunately, is treating ourselves. And what do? We go to the chocolate or we go to the video games. Many of you guys that are addicted to video games are doing it because you're fighting depression. You're fighting anxiety. It's a lot safer. It's a lot more fun to just sit there and play a game. Now, mind you, Candy Crush for me is more depression and more anxiety producing than what I would deal with in my everyday life. So I don't really see why you guys are going. But I remember having a bad day on the wards. So I would come home and I would play Zelda. And I would tell everybody, leave me alone. No, let me just play. This was before the kids. Let me, just play Zelda. And it was an escape. We're going for escapes. The human psyche always wants an escape. I'm not sure why, because I think life is beautiful. Life is really beautiful. Look outside. It's beautiful. Look at the pictures. Go on the internet, okay, and look at pictures of the outside. It's beautiful. Life is beautiful. Your kids are beautiful. Your loved ones, they're beautiful, okay? A nice piece of chocolate is beautiful, but no, don't go there. Don't go there. Your little kitty cat doing, oh, I got a story to tell you. Oh, man. No, I can't even talk about it without vomiting. Well, anyway, there's beauty out there. So, hiding in front of a computer in a video game, all right, it will depress you. How many of you guys get depressed after being on your computer? Yesterday, I had to do a lot of reports. I had a busy weekend. I was on the computer for 2 straight hours. Boy, when I got off, I was in a funk. So I took a hot shower. I yelled at the kids. I did tickles. And then I got myself out of the mood. Yelling at the kids really make me feel good. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so do you take Tylenol? Or do you take ibuprofen when you have a sore throat? Well, according to one leading doctor, he says, no, don't take ibuprofen, take Tylenol. Ibuprofen could possibly impede, your recovery. Now, some of you guys have already brought this up to me. I remember years ago, one of my patients said, Dr. Dahlia, if ibuprofen is an anti-inflammatory and you need your inflammatory system, your immune system to fight infection, why would I take an anti-inflammatory? And I said, exactly. That's why we always recommend Tylenol. Well, we also recommend Motrin for the pain or if the fever's not going away. But usually I recommend Tylenol. I only recommend ibuprofen if we're dealing with more of orthopedic issues, because there's side effects that come with the ibuprofen. So, very interesting. We have a doctor here. He is a GP, Dr. Mike Smith, and co-chair of the Patients Association. He says, for a sore throat, what you don't want is to dampen the body's natural defense or the immune system. Some sore throats are caused by secondary infection bacteria. However, the most are caused by viruses. Ibuprofen and aspirin are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. They dampen the body's anti-inflammatory response or the immune system. Inflammation in the body fights the germs. Your throat goes all red from the increasing blood supply to fight off the virus. If you dampen that, they say you're sticking corks on your bayonets. Tylenol, or in Europe, the paracetamol, or what we call out here acetaminophen, this is a painkiller, but it's not anti-inflammatory. So what it does is it'll help kill the pain, but it won't hurt your immune system. So he says they would rather medically somebody dampen the pain while making sure they drink enough water and stay home in bed. Then your body has a better chance of destroying the virus. Drink enough water, rest enough, take your acetaminophen or paracetamol, give your body the best chance. There's also local antiseptic spray, etc. What did you guys use for your sore throats? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am very big on the pharmaceuticals. I love prescribing for my patients magic mouthwash because I don't know what everybody has at home that they can do to naturally help with their sore throat. But, I love magic mouthwash because it has viscous lidocaine in it. That kind of numb up your it's numbing. It's like aura gel. So you have the viscous lidocaine. We use Benadryl and Bylanta, and that really helps numb the throat. And my patients seem to love that, so I always go for that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But here's the thing, though. Okay, some of the coughs, colds, sore throats, etc. Even though I usually don't really recommend ibuprofen, many people will say, look, I feel better. Some people will say that whenever they have a bronchitis or an infection, they will go to steroids. Their doctor will give them steroids. Now, I'm not a huge fan of steroids unless you're in the hospital or you really, really need them. I don't prescribe a lot of steroids. Maybe I'll do some topical steroids for rashes, things like that. And the reason why I don't like to give steroids when you're sick as an outpatient is because, again, it suppresses your immune system. However, some of you get more and more sick because of the immune system. So for some of you that have bronchitis and you just can't stop coughing, and you're having trouble breathing, and you're wheezing, and you're making so much gook, you know, et cetera. Sometimes we do some steroids to decrease the inflammation so you could actually get better air aeration, better air exchange, or you could actually sleep at night. So the only time I will give somebody something that will suppress their immune system, if I think their immune system is preventing them from getting better, you see? Okay, so the quick difference between your Tylenol and your ibuprofen, they're both painkillers, but they work differently, okay? Your ibuprofen blocks the production of prostaglandins. Prostaglandins are produced when you have an injury, all right, or if you have a disease. And these prostaglandins will cause inflammation as a defense mechanism. All right, so you start to have the prostaglandin release when you blow out your ankle or blow out your shoulder skiing or whatever. We take these anti-inflammatories, it decreases the prostaglandins, and then you have less inflammatory pain. All right, Ibuprofen seems to be safer than steroids would be, but not as safe as Tylenol would be. Ibuprofen can cause stomach bleeding, gastric upset, etc. Could cause kidney damage. Some people are even allergic. You heard of that one little girl with Steven Johnson syndrome where her skin started to flail off after having some children's Motrin. Any of these medications, even Tylenol, could technically do that. But we see more side effects with the ibuprofen class than we do with the Tylenol. If you're allergic to aspirin, though, you can't go there. Now, Tylenol will block prostaglandin, but only in, I believe, the brain and spinal cord. I need to look that up. And it reduces temperature. It's a very good antipyretic, a fever reducer. Now, some people will say, well, wait a second, doctor, don't I need my fever to help fight the infection? Well, 100% right. The reason why we get fevers is because if you raise the body temperature, many viruses or bacteria can't live in that mild temperature change. So sometimes I'm not that hip on people lowering their temperature that abruptly or that quickly. One is you could sometimes also put yourself into an opposite febrile seizure, lowering your temperature too quickly. But two, sometimes, I mean, that's your body's defense. However, I notice like in my kids, if they have a fever, they won't eat, drink, do nothing. I get them feeling better. They'll go and take in some fluids. They'll rest better. They'll sleep better. So, again, you got to outweigh the benefits and the risks. Now, let's go back to sore throats, okay? What kind of things can you do to help soothe your sore throat? Well, what a lot of people don't realize is you could use banana. Okay, bananas seem to soothe. I know a lot of us go, no, it makes you feel sticky and it. No, actually, bananas work. If you go to the dailymeal.com, they also give a list of things that you could use for foods. Cabbage. Apparently, cabbage can also. Cabbage has vitamin C. It has antioxidants. I also recommend like chicken broth, things that have warm. We were talking about sore throats last year and how it's extremely important to take in cool. When you have inflammation, you want to cool things down. You don't always want to use heat, etc. However, a lot of us feel a hell of a lot better when we have our soup. So we recommend that. Okay, so we got cabbage. We got bananas. Cinnamon seems to help. All right, so cinnamon, taking in some cinnamon at the first sign of a sore throat, that may actually help soothe you. They say cloves work as well. Eggs. Believe it or not, eggs may actually soothe your sore throat a little bit. Garlic, ginger, lemon. You know, oh, get some tea with lemon. Lemon has been used for years, maybe because of the citrusness, the vitamin C, the acidity of it. Oatmeal, very soft texture, very easy to go down, seems to soothe. Pomegranate. Pomegranate is superfood. Pomegranate is one of my favorite foods ever. Pomegranate, very antioxidant rich. That may be a nice thing to use. And they also say you can always try sage. Sage seems to work. But if any of these home remedies don't work, and some of you guys love your hot cocoa. I dig the whole hot cocoa thing, especially if there's marshmallows and lots of whipped cream. But it's really all about the pharmaceuticals. And I like my Magic Mouthwash. I hate having sore throats. And I know one's coming on. I know I'm going to be getting sick again because this is the time of year. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we have an Arizona county possibly refusing to hire you if you smoke. What's going on there? 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia this show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so an Arizona County's Board of Supervisors will vote this month on whether to refuse to hire smokers and penalize current employees who smoke. If passed, the policy would require prospective Pima County employees to provide proof, a doctor's note or a drug test, proving that they have been tobacco-free for a year in order to be hired, and would put a 30% surcharge on current tobacco using employees' existing health care costs. The policy would not penalize people who use nicotine replacement products like gum or patches, but would penalize those who use e-cigs. Non-smoking employees who sign a form saying they are nicotine-free can receive a $5 health care discount each pay period. The county says it would not subject employees to random nicotine tests. Instead, supervisors would be watching for signs of policy violations and request nicotine tests if they suspect a worker has been using tobacco products. Proponents of this policy predict it could save the county more than $1 million a year on health care costs, noting the county is self-insured. Oh, I'll tell you what I think about this in a second. Ooh, I got a lot to say. This is from KiroTV.com. Pima County Health Department says about a third of its more than 2,300 employees use tobacco, and it costs the county about $13.4 million a year in health care costs. The county's human resources director, Aline Budzumi, told the Arizona Daily Star, this is not an attempt to punish anybody. It's an attempt to encourage people to be healthy. However, Wall Street OTC reports the policy is also being called discriminatory by some. It is a form of employment discrimination. Discrimination is essentially making employment decisions based on a group to which someone belongs rather than qualifications for their job. Right now, 29 states have legalization against denying employment to smokers. Arizona is not one of those states. Okay, so look at where we're going with this situation. And again, I told you guys years ago what the fix has to be. We need to get employers out of your health insurance costs, out of your health insurance needs, all right? Because stuff like this happens, all right? You see both sides of this, okay? Employees of the county. The county is spending, they say, $13.4 million more a year in health care costs if their employees smoke. So if they have to spend that kind of money, don't they get the option to cut and scale back those costs? So if an employer, and we're going to look at both sides of this, because this is discriminatory, and I warned you guys this a long time ago, you're not going to get hired if you smoke or if you're overweight as a result of soaring health care costs. So you are going to be discriminated against, which is really, really sick in and of itself. But let's take a look, first of all, at the company's point of view. They have to shell out a hell of a lot of dough. All right? It's going to cost them that many more $1 million a year. So if they want to save money, one of the easiest things to do is to fire anybody who smokes, which they probably won't do because they're worried about lawsuits, or just not hire smokers, or very strongly encourage people to not smoke. But that's a hell of a pricey price tag, okay? I mean, our system is really messed up. If an employer has to spend that much more if their employees smoke, all right? And I bet if you ask the employer, do you want to manage your health care costs, they'll probably say, hell no. We'd really like to stay out of it. Let everybody else pay for their health care. Keep us out of it, and then we don't care if you smoke or not. So you are telling employers that they have to pay. Do they have a right then to evaluate their budget and spend their money accordingly? If you have an employee that is making you money, and you have an employee that's costing you money. They're always calling in. They're always losing supplies. They're always breaking machinery. You fire that employee that's breaking the machinery that's costing you more money, right? Well, now we have a case where employers are looking at you and you're costing them more money because you smoke. What do you think your job security is going to be? Now let's look at you as a patient, okay? It shouldn't be your employer's gosh darn business what you put in your mouth. If you want to eat chocolate, if you want to smoke a cigarette, if you want to smoke an e-cig, as long as it's not hurting anybody else and you're not doing it in front of others where they're breathing it in and your job is not impaired, it should not be your boss's opinion. It should not be his business. This is your body. What you want to do to your body is your business, and you should not lose the ability to support your family because you went to Vietnam, you served your country, you got addicted to smokes when you were out there, and God bless you for serving your country. You come back, you've never been able to get off nicotine, so you're on nicotine and you're trying to work. So, the only way to solve a problem like this, and it won't be solved this way, is to get employers out of your health care needs, and employers would love that too. But right now, we're telling employers that they have to pay for your health insurance. And if they don't, they get fined. So if they have to pay for your health insurance, they're going to want to find the cheapest health insurance. Many of them. And if your health insurance is going to be more money because you smoke, don't expect to have, longevity in that job. That's some scary stuff. If I was an employee, I'd be like, please, God, no. Look, I just want my job. Don't even worry about my health insurance. I'll go without health insurance. Just don't fire me because I'm costing you more money for health insurance. Isn't that a scary thought? Isn't our system really messed up? I told you guys this years ago. The big problem we have with our health insurance is it's not getting people health insurance. It's preventing people from losing it. We had our big crisis during the recession because people got fired, and on top of all that, they lost their health insurance. We have no means right now to protect you from keeping your health insurance, because if you get fired, as a bonus, you also lose your health insurance. When are we going to come up with a system where we could just purchase our own health insurance and be completely independent from the employers? Then the employers don't have to pick and choose who they pick. Same thing with obese workers. We're finding that obese workers aren't getting hired. Okay? I mean, this is discrimination at its... this is so blatant, this discrimination. Okay? We're not allowed to discriminate against gender, creed, race, color. All right? But they sure the hell can discriminate against what you do. Smokers have been now discriminated against for years. They have to pay higher taxes. They have to pay higher rates on their health insurance. Oh, you're a smoker. Now, mind you, smoking does cause a lot of health care maladies. Lung cancer is expensive. Heart disease is expensive. Peripheral vascular disease is expensive. Stroke is expensive. Blood clots, those are expensive. I understand that. And if you're a smoker, then you may have to pay more to have more coverage. But you pay more. Not the employer. It shouldn't be the employer's fault that you smoke, and it shouldn't be your employment's fault that you decide to smoke or do e-cigs. But this is the system we have, and this is just probably one of many, many starts of blatant discrimination that we're going to start to see in the workplace. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC, DALI. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Manage. managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.